Today is Haramashta Yud Zayin, 7 Tavshin Ayin Zayin.
It's a pleasure to be here and speak at Start Yedei the Torah Way. The Divrei Torah should be Leilei Nishmas Ovi Mori, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yibodel Chaim Toivim, my Zeda, Zohar Zayin Gesund. My father was a Yedid Ahuv of Start Yedei the Torah Way. He felt it was a tremendous platform for everybody to enjoy and be Mishtasheh of the Divrei Torah. Before I start, in way of introduction, there's a Moedeke Yaivetz, which I feel is a life changer. The Yaivetz asks, Shnaim sheyoshvim, ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, harei ze moishav leitzim. Fregach ha-shaila. Zwei Ingelad sitzen dort. He's eating his schnitzel. He's eating his schnitzel. And they're not talking to each other. Nishka nivel peh. Nishka Loshen Hora, Nishka politics. They're sitting in silence. Shnaim sheyoshvim, ve'ein v'neim divrei Torah. Harei ze moishav leitzim. Zva moishav leitzim is o. Zva yigit eiden. Zot the yaivetz a moedike yisoyt. Zot the yaivetz, the Torah is rechova min hayam. Torah is the chazoi grois. Stop, Shat, Rush, Remez, Soid, Avot, Ha'ora on Rashi. It's a halacha you don't understand. It's a Santa Shail from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. Two Yidden are sitting together. Ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah. Gar nicht gesagt. You have nothing to say. Gar nicht zu sagen. You're making a letzonus of the Torah. Ha'ez emoish ha'bleitzi, we're making a letzonus of the Torah. Ades gar nicht zu sagen. I feel that this institution, HaKadosh, of Start Today the Torah Way, is fantastic in the aspect that everybody starts their morning and they come out of the shir, b'siyata d'shmaya, with a good ha'ora, a kasha, a teret, something they didn't understand. And I remember clearly, he was just outside collecting, when I was with my father in the hospital, and Menachem Dovid walked an hour and a half to visit my father, and we were talking Adoch, Reb Shimon Kaplan's shir, Dvar Torah, on the way and in the Shabbos room in the hospital. You come away in the morning, you always have fuel to carry on your day, the Torah away from what you've heard in the morning. You can always come to another Yid. And this should be really a mechayev to us. That we shouldn't be embarrassed that when we meet somebody, we have to talk about the weather. We can talk about Ori and Rashi. And it's a life changer. Okay. In Parashas Shlach Lecha, this week's Sedra, the Meraglim unfortunately made a huge chilul Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael because of this. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mischanin, he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find a mechudesh diketaina of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, please, I beg, save him. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? The taina is, Mayoimru Agoyim. The Goyim are going to say, Mi bilti yechoyles Hashem, lehovi yeson el haoretz. Naitana. People are going to say, it's going to be a chilul Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able, doesn't have the power to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. Fregen Hashayla. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was plan B, Kivyochel? Plan B was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a new nation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu would stay alive. They would all die off. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create a new Am Yisrael. So for how many years will the Goyim say, Habilti Yecholas? until the growth of the next generation. And that will solve all the problems. The ones who don't deserve will get their punishment. Seht doch, that even Echil Hashem, for a short amount of time, which will be rectified in the end, it's still Echil Hashem, and this was the Tshuva Menatzachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, which caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael. I would like to speak today, Mikoyach this vort, on the Ovin HaChomor of Chilul Hashem, and I'd like to tell you, if my father had any Hatzlocha in Chinuch, it's because almost always, when we left the house, he used to tell us, make sure you make your Kiddush Hashem. Everything, that was the line he had as we went through the door, out of the door, make sure you make your Kiddush Hashem. And Sarayin in the Veina, and his life was, Me'alo Me'eve, his whole life was to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So we know, Ovin HaChomer, the Medrash Rabbah says, Vita Hashem al Avoyda Zorah, V'lo Vita al Avoyin Chilul Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma Peivov says, Mi Sheyesh B'Yodoy Ovin Chilul Hashem, Ein Koyach B'Tshuva Litloitz, V'lo Yim Yom HaKippurim L'Chape, V'lo Yim B'Yisurim L'Marek, Elo Kulam Toilin. Person who does a Chilul Hashem needs all the three. Yom Kippur, Yisurim, U'Misa M'Marekes. And Rabbi Yitzchok Blaser says, he explains, because there's no oinosh big enough in Olam Hazeh to be mechaper for the Ovin HaChomer of Chilul Hashem. And it can only be through all these mediums together. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Echod shoygeg ve'echod b'mezid b'chilul Hashem. Why? So the Maisa of the Chilul Hashem happened. Happened b'shoygeg b'mezid l'maisa the star Chilul Hashem. It's a brent afire. And afilu mitzvahs ba'averois, shokul. Somebody has half zuchusim and half choivas. And one of his averos, on the averos side is Chilul Hashem, even though he's shokul. But the sad averos goes down and is machriya the kaf. If in those averos he has an oven of Chilul Hashem. So I'd like to discuss the various aspects of Chilul Hashem as long as time will allow. The Avodas Yisrael, the Heilige Koshin Samagid, Zokt, the Mishnah says, Kol HaMechalel Shem Shemayim Baseise. It's very difficult to understand. We understand the whole concept of Chilul Hashem is vis-a-vis other people, right? You do something in front of other people, and that causes a Chilul Hashem. What's Kol HaMechalel Shem Shemayim Baseise? Zokt, the Heilige Koshin Samagid in others, that when a person does an Avera, what's the psychology behind it? He says, Tzedak, the Shpoch is everywhere. I'm going to make myself a little halal, a little vacuum, a little hole, where I can do what I like and Kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't see me. Chilul miloshen halal, miloshen a space, an empty space. And that's called a Mechalel Shem Shemayim Maseisa, means he's making a hole in the Molei Kolot Kvoidin, Leis Asa Ponum Minei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Kolot Kvoidin, and that's Be'etzem, the first Seif in Shulchan Aruch, which says, Al Yoyme Ha'odom, Hineni Bechadri Chadorim, Mi Yireini, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Kolot Kvoidin. So that's the Sug Aleph of Chilul Hashem, even Baseisa when there's nobody watching. The second chelik of Chilul Hashem, which we're not really going to speak about today, is the aspect that a person who has in front of him a nisoyin of gimel averes chamurois, he has to be yehoreg ve'al yavur, right? And if it's befahesia, he has to be moise atmi al kiddush Hashem on any mitzvah. And if it's pshas hashmad, afilo al kutzei shel yud, he has to give up his life for this. If we understand the mechanics over here, we realize that the Avera itself, he's not over if he's Yavu Va'al Yehoreg. Because Oynas Rachmono Patre. If somebody's standing in front of him with a gun, then he's an Oynas. So the Avera, he's not over. So why does he have to be Yehoreg Va'al Yavu? Say the Rishonim, it's the Chilul Hashem Sheboy. the Chilul Hashem and the Sholesh Aveiros Chamuros are so chomer that the Chilul Hashem is great, and if it's Befahesia, the Chilul Hashem is also great, and if it's Shach Hashmad, the Chilul Hashem is also great to the extent that it's Yehorig Va'aliyavor. And this is, I just want to take Ein Bo'yalo Mishum Chidushoi, that you see that even B'mkoyim Pikuach Nefesh, because of Chilul Hashem, we say Yehorig Va'aliyavor. The main aspect of Chilul Hashem comes with a huge chiddush. It's one of the only mitzvahs or averus in the Torah that are subjective to who you are. Kol HaTorah Kula applies to everybody. But the aver of Chilul Hashem is subjective. The Gemara in Yomad Af Peivov says, Hey Chidomi Chilul Hashem, Omer Rav Kahana, Ano, Ishakil Nabisra Mitabcha V'lo Yavin On Domi La'alta. If I buy a piece of meat and don't pay immediately, that's a Chilul Hashem. Rashi says, Ein Isra V'dova, Aval Yesh Chilul Hashem, Kesha'ani Ma'acher Lifraya, when I'm late in paying, Hu Oime Sha'ani Gazlan, the owner of the store is going to say, I'm a Gazlan, V'loi made me many, Liyoitz Mezalzel Begezer. This is the Yesoid Godel of Chilul Hashem. The Rishonim learn that the reason why one has to be so careful of Chilul Hashem is because if we're mezalzel in mitzvahs, other people will learn from us to be mezalzel as well. And we'll see this throughout the sugya here. Abaya was so nizhar mechilul Hashem that when he would buy basar from shutfim, he would pay both of them. The guy standing out in the front and the shutuf who was in the office. So that nobody should be choshed him, chas v'sholem. He'll say he didn't pay, he say he didn't pay. And they'll be kerech mikan or mikan. They'll think he didn't pay. My father, Zichrono Livracha, was so makbid ki mamish, the hafloggers, that there should be never a chashash gezel or geneva on any, in any form. He never borrowed money from anybody. No drays were allowed in our house. And when I was a child, there was a musik called the Argos Gemach. Where you had a 16-day guarantee and you could borrow it, kviyochel. Yeah, my father was having none of that. And I once asked my father, in Eretz Yisrael, Istilach, the bureaucracy is very difficult to bypass. So I asked him a shaila about a little sheker in Arnuna, house tax. So he said, Ich weiß nicht, zu sis Mutter, zu sis Osa. Or we can Odom Yosha, let nicht la Reus kommen von them. Yes, this is our fifth Chelek from Shulchan Aruch. And our wissen, Chatz v'Sholem, not to make Yechil Hashem. It's not Agav, a Mure de Kevot. Somebody once came to a Rav and asked him, If we'll machen a kleine drei, we can machen a kleine drei, better. So the Rav said, Oh, jetzt verstehe ich, I've got schwer, also I feel yorn. He said, I never understood, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a ness that the luchos, you could read the Mishnei Evreim. Yeah, they were see-through. And there was a goyis and ness, it didn't read backwards on the other side. So he said, now I understand. Because when it says in the luchos, loisignoiv, one would think when you give a little dray and you turn it round, it doesn't say loisignoiv anymore. You have to be so careful, and the Chazal, the Gemara, was so careful, Chas v'Sholem, no Chilul Hashem should come, and the whole Issa, the feast of Rishonim of Gezel from a Goy, is Mishum Chilul Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kegoy nano, Shehoylech dale damas bloy toiro bloy tefillin. Right? She'ein ha'koyl yoidim she'nechlash b'girsosoy, ve'yilmedu mimenu levatel toiro. Said, if I go without tefillin or Torah, 4 amos, people are going to learn from me and say, if he can be mevatel, for sure I can be mevatel. When the Chofetz Chaim was old, he was in his 90s, he was very weak, and he had a shaila. I don't know what to do. Mitzad echad, people come to me the whole time. And if I'm there and I don't have a sefer open, people will say, And he doesn't learn. We for sure don't have to learn. I don't want to be going of Das Abrius when I'm not really learning. So the Mazoi Ga'ad the Kasha, he sent a letter to the Godlad Reb Chaim Oizer with the Shaila. And Reb Chaim Oizer told him, have a sefer open in front of you, even if you're not learning Mishum Choy Mechilul Hashem. Ad Kedei Kach. Somebody came to the Marcheshes, and he wanted smicha from the Marcheshes. Marcheshes of him gave an aguta for her, and he said, Feda, Zesh Shlav Aleph. You've passed. What's Shlav Beis? Shetzorich ato ladas. Shekol hahanhoga shelcho chayv liishtanois. Your whole hanhoga has to change. From today on, from the moment you get the smicha, you have to come to the Beis of Medrash for brochas, mirchas hashacha. You're not allowed to leave shul early. And you have to be mekabel on yourself so many new things. Your status has been raised. People are looking up to you. And it'll be a chilul Hashem if they see. If you do it, then we can for sure do it. Ben Agoyz Seyid, Reb Pinchas Epstein, he was one of the Dayanim on the Bedat. He once went with Rav Scheinberger, the secretary, the administrator of Badat Seyid Haredis, Meaz, to a sweet factory. And the owner of the sweet factory was Alter Meinish Ayid, Yehudi Poshut Ad Ma'oid. Didn't know anything in Amoret. And as they went round the factory, Pinchas Epstein, Talanga Bod, Atsurasa, Choshev Ayid. So this Romanian owner of the factory, he brought his son and daughter-in-law that hadn't had children for a few years to get a brocha from Pinchas Epstein. Alada, Favosnisht, Pinchas Epstein, Amzuke Ben, Stark, they should have children. And lo and behold, 9 months later, the factory owner calls up the Beis Din, Rav Scheinberger takes the phone, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So Rav Scheinberger has nice, good moifus in Tashyat. Now, he goes to Pinchas Epstein and he says, Beis der Rebbe, Chabal Moifas. Pinchas Epstein says, Gornish Chabal Moifas. So I came out of the factory and I said to myself, you know what? These people are posh to Yidden. They have no idea the difference between a Dayan, a Rav, and a Tzaddik, and a Baba, and a Mekubal. They are a man with a long white beard, with long pears, with a hat and jacket. Zdoch. And then me, yeah, he has no idea to be mafchin. He said, if they don't have a child, saying these rabbis, they're worth nothing. So I rolled in my sleeves, took it to Hillim, davening and beten, no moifus. Just felt the acute need that chas v'sholem, there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem over here. And mela I did, I davened extremely hard. A Balabos once came to Reb Moshe Feinstein and asked him, Reb Moshe, what daf is it today? What daf are we learning today in the Fyoimi? So Reb Moshe said, what daf it is? One of his Einiklach came and said, Reb Moshe, I know you have, Zayda, I know you have many storim, but I didn't know that you learned daf Yoimi as well. Yeah? So Reb Moshe said, wie wollt oiskig sein? If a Yid would come to me, and I say, Reb Moshe, God Ladoy, what daf are we learning? And if I wouldn't know the answer, he would say, Teh, Reb Moshe Lensh ka daf yoimi. There shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. I was mekabel on myself, daf yoimi as well, so that no chilul Hashem should come out. And this is an achrayus to everybody on their level. We know the well-known statement that people throw out their mouth when they say, can you eat in such a restaurant? Can you go to such a hotel in Israel or anywhere? So what's the answer? Alle heimische Jiden gehen dorten. Alle heimische Jiden essen dorten. What has that created? That has created that somebody who goes there, al atzad, that the hechsher is mefukpuk, or the mokim is mefukpuk, he has caused other people to be mezalzel in those mitzvahs. One has to be so careful in everything one does on their level, not to cause a chilul Hashem, other people shouldn't be mezalzel in it. One more story, that one of the big admirim in America, he made with his kehillah a siyam on Gan Seder Moed, Gemara. So he stood up to speak afterwards at the Suda, and he said, bis jetzt, until now, you were poshta balabatim. Therefore it was mutter for you to do all sorts of things. Yetz, aboisai. We've made a siyam on whole Seder Moed, Gemara. Now it's not matim for you anymore. Nishka restaurantin, nishka my ami, the afgai mitahitin in gas. You become a different person. People are going to learn from Yidin was kenin ha-shas, ha-chelik choshev of shas. People will look at you differently. Rav Solomon Mutafi, he was one of the mekubalim of the last generation. At the Soif Yomov, he had to sit down during Chazal Sashatz. So he saw that people were being mezalzel. They said, if the Gois of Mekubal can sit down, we can also sit down. He gave a clap, and he said, I want to be a kahachrozah here. I want to announce that I'm only sitting down because I'm old and I'm unable. It's no hetter for everybody else. The kahachiyad felt to be yisim nekiyim, that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem over here. Bedidi ava uvda, embarrassed to say, but I was once learning Hilchas Birchas Hamozoin with my Talmidim in Yeshiva, and one of the Talmidim, the shiur, how much you have to eat, pizza, things, as one of my Talmidim says, L'Rav en baya, ki ra'iti, ata ochel arba mshulashim. Yeah, you eat four slices of pizza, right? He was trying to, you also fresher. See, right? You learn from your Talmidim, Yosef Mikulam, that suddenly you have to be nizah. You have to have a certain way of behaving that Chas v'Sholem shouldn't be mezalzel bichlal. Yeah. The Chofetz Chaim once came late to shul in the morning, and after davening, he clapped on the bimah and said, I just want everybody to know that I was torahed by Girsasi, I was in the middle of learning, and I lost track of time. And he started saying the whole chiddush that he was mechadish then, and that's why I was late for davening. What happens with all us gitte yidden who say, mo ani mechayai, I push the yid, nobody's going to learn from me. If I was a greisa yid, meila, suddenly another kicks in. So the Chofetz Chaim said la halocha, Eina koiveya, the koiveya is not who you are be'emes. It's toila how people look at you. Chofetz Chaim had a son, Moedika's son called Rabbi Ari Leib, and Chofetz Chaim kept on telling him the whole time, he was making him comments, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. So he said, Daddy, I'm not like you. I'm not the Chofetz Chaim. I'm the Chofetz Chaim's son, I'm not like you. Chofetz Chaim said, Moedika's ach. And this is emes la'amitoi. Said the Chofetz Chaim, that you know how people work. When people want to do something, so even a kleiner rovela, a kleiner rov, a choshve yid, a younger man, a avrich, you say, suddenly they build him up and they make him to the next god lador, and they say, oh, if he can do this, if he can go there, if he can do this, suddenly people, in order to get their goal that they want, to do what they want to do, they'll build up small people to make them, inflate them, in order to be able to say, oh, if he does it, we can do it. Chofetz Chaim said to his son, Ad kan, you have to be so, so careful with Chilul Hashem. The Chido says, Mefurash, in Dvash Lefi, She'ein ze toli al madrigosei ha'amiti, ela kfi ma she'anoshim choshvim olov. Rabbi Yashiv Paskin to a Baal Tshuva who wasn't quite there yet, and he was a big Maccabi Tel Aviv supporter, that he should, and he felt he still has to go to the match, that he should go with a casket on his head, with a baseball cap on his head. Nobody should be choishes that it's shayach, that Agiz, the Shema Torah Mitzvahs, would go there on Shabbos. And the Emes, the Musa Haskel of this chelik for us is, As Achashverosh said, and as Hazar Dover Poshut, they laughed at him. Shekol ish, soyre v'beisoy. Everybody has to be a balabos. Everybody is a balabos in their own home. And in the eyes of our children, we're the God Lador. What Daddy says is the last word. And therefore, everybody, b'chol mokim shehu, he is the Mor d'Asra in Zayin Shtub. And it doesn't matter how much of an honor he feels, and how small and not learned he is, but for his children, he has to display the greatest level of Kiddush Hashem, because that's how they look up to him. I mean, it's irrelevant of how important he really is. Everyone has to be Soyre Bebeisoy, Bechol Inyan, not to be Mezalzel Chas V'Sholem, when he comes to shul, when he goes to shul, how he behaves in shul, how he says Birchas HaMazon at home, and every mitzvah in the Torah, everybody's looking up to their father and building up their own Shulchan Aruch of what's mutter and what's osser by what their father does. Talmud Chochem, Sheish Lo Yirevav Al Bigdoy, is Chayev Misa Mishum Chilul Hashem, because people look at him and say, no, what are you like? Anyway, we move on. Abaya says, Hey Chidoni Hilchil Hashem, Kedesanya, it's Kedai to learn a Shtikl Gemara and Yuma together. V'ohavto as Hashem Elokecha. What's the title V'ohavto? Sheyehei Shem Shomayim Mis'ahev Al Yodcho. That the Shem Shomayim should be made beloved through you. Sheyehei Koyre V'shoina. You should learn. U'meshamesh Talmidei Chachomim. Look up to Talmidei Chachomim. V'yehei Masoyu Matoni V'nachas. Your business dealing should be V'nachas Im Abriyos. Ma Abriyos Oymir Malov. Oh! Ashrei Oviv Shelim Dei Toira. Ashrei Raboy Shelim Dei Toira. Ta Oylehem Labriyos Sheloi Limdu Toira. Ploini Sheloma Toira. Re'u Kamo Noim Derochov. Kamo Mesukoni Masov. All of us are going to have a yom eli avdi oto Yisrael Hashem b'chol espor. Aval mi shekoyre v'shoyne u'meshal mishtalmid chachomim ezei tois v'yatalmid chochem ve'ein masoi matone v'aymuna ve'ein diburoi b'nachasim abriyois. So what do people say? Teh! Oy loy li ploy ni shalom atoyro oy loy le rabbi shalim doi toyro ploy ni shalom atoyro u kama mukulkoli ma'asov ve'kama mukhoorim d'rochov ve'ol of akos v'oyme Hashem yirachim. I thought once, perhaps the pshatin v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha al pi this gemara ze klal gadol b'toira. So everybody wants to know what's the klal gadol b'toira v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha is a halacha like any other. The pshat is v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha ze klal gadol b'ben toira. B'toira, somebody has toira in his pocket, so his v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha has to be different. Ki ba'am bria yisiyom ro'olav. Will they say ah? Yisrael Hashem b'chol espor, or will they say chas v'sholem faker? All this is to Yidden, we've been talking about until now. With Goyim, the time of the Issa is a little different. The Loshna Rambam, the Goy will yitain doifi be'emunas Yisrael. They'll either say, ah, if I see him doing this, so the Torah is worth nothing, or the Jews who have the Torah are worth nothing. Of course, we have to know what is oisgehalten in the Torah to know what's a chilul Hashem and what's not. Some people sometimes do things in the name of not creating a chilul Hashem amongst the goyim and are oivi yisurim d'oraisa. You have to know that the parameters are not necessarily what the goy in his kruma kop thinks is correct behavior or incorrect behavior. For sure, the parameters are the Shulchan Aruch, the Dalet Chelki Shulchan Aruch. But within those parameters, one has to make sure to make a chilul Hashem. No. Not to make a chilul Hashem.
But how do you not make a chilul Hashem in front of the
Goyim? We'll come to it. Of course, the greatest matara of helping somebody who needs stock of a chadoyme, does not allow for chilul Hashem. We learn this from Ruth. Boaz, he gave a very, very small amount, full of grain, even though she needed much more. And Chazal tell us, so you may be a very generous person. You may want to help somebody who's in a matzuka, who's in trouble, but that does not allow chilul Hashem. And it can happen in our lives. It can happen that your friend is getting a parking ticket, and the officer is there, and he's writing out the ticket, and you know this guy, he's got so many choivas already, all he needs on his head is another £100. So what do? You want to save the guy. So you come to say, you policeman, you nut, you Russia anti-Semite, right? You're trying to get him off the ticket. You want to help yourself. Chilul Hashem does not allow for that, even to help somebody. What about a different case? What about if it's atzolas nefoshes? Are you allowed to do a chilul Hashem b'mokim atzolas nefoshes? I have a friend who he had to fly. His mother was ill in hospital, and his sister, who was not from, had pulled out the plug already, the liquids, and he got upset that he has to fly on the 5 o'clock in the afternoon British Airways flight to England and arrive on Shabbos. So for a moment I cleared, should he wear a kapel? People will be on the plane, they'll see him with his kapel. So chilul Hashem. So Rabbi Yashiv said, pum faket. Rabbi Yashiv said that people who go to hospital on Shabbos to have a baby, the yingalat should go with their talus. Because then everybody will understand that he's a matzah of pikuach nefesh. And of course, the Atzolah members are well known, and they wear their kapels and their talus and tefillin, whatever it may be, and afaket. That's the gres de chilul Hashem. Okay, but let me ask you a different question. Kiddush Hashem. Yes, gres de kiddush Hashem. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What happens in Eretz Yisrael? This is a very common. There's a store on the corner of Eli Yakoyin and Bar Ilan, if those of you know Eretz Yisrael. And Kinneret, it's not worth their while to pay Arabs to bring in the fruit at night. So the fruit spill out all day onto the street, stay there all night. Okay? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Having a man, his wife is expecting. And she says, I need a grapefruit. And I need it now. Right? Smoking pikuach nefesh. Gemara tells us that she needs it. Chas v'sholem. Pikuach nefesh. So can you go to the store on the corner of Eli HaKohen and take a couple of grapefruits, but smoking pikuach nefesh? Shvera Shaila, we saw earlier that the whole Yehorig v'al Yavor, a person has to give up his life because of the chilul Hashem sheboy. What's the din? So the yesoid is, I don't have so much time to talk about it, the yesoid is that only if it will be niker that somebody can translate your action into a hatzolat nefoshois, then you'll be allowed to do it. But if a person is starving and he knows he has to break into a bank and nobody's going to be able to translate the action into a positive action, then it could be, I don't want to paskin on this, it's been in a foshes, I spoke at length with my Rav in Beit Shemesh about this, nisht poshut, that even b'mkoyim pikuach nefesh, if people are going to look at it as a chilul Hashem, it's not simple that you're allowed to be over an issa when this is at stake. Are you allowed to do a small chilul Hashem in order to save a greater chilul Hashem? Short-term loss for long-term gains. Again, I have no hachro gedoyla, but I want to bring a small raya from a medrash by Avram and Sarah. There was a vikuach between Avram and Sarah. Should we keep Yishmael in the house? Avram wanted to keep him, and Sarah said, Shema yilmad Yitzchok b'ni v'yelech. Yeah, v'yavod kach v'nimtza shem shomai mischalel. Avram said, until we brought her in, we're going to throw her out. What will people say? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Koila shetoyma elecha sora shma bekoila. Sora was correct. Yes, a short term chilul Hashem. What are people are going to say when you throw Hagar out? But the long-term gain that will save the chilul Hashem, a much greater chilul Hashem, of what will happen if Yitzchok turns out to make a chilul Hashem. Another interesting shaila. There's a Gemara that says in Kiddushin Pei Aleph, there was a woman who lived in the house of Rav Amram. And Rav Amram once went halfway up the stairs towards her room, and then he screamed, Sreifa Labayi, Sreifa, there's a fire in the house. So everybody saw there was no fire. It's a great bizoyin, a chilul Hashem for Rav Amram. Keilu, people are going to say, well, he was choshud. How's it look? Chilul Hashem. The teretz is that the gres to chilul Hashem is the length that a person is going to take in order not to chas v'shalom be over an avera. So we always have to be shoykel. Sometimes it's worth the bizoyin when a great kiddush Hashem will come out of it. Short of time, we'll just end with the tikkun of the chet of chilul Hashem. So the Chido in his Sefer Nachal Soreik says that it's mechapa lidei tshuva me'avo. What's the trick of tshuva me'avo? The trick is that when it's tshuva me'avo, says the Chido, amir de kechidush, that you don't need dalad chiluki kapora. And the Mela, the Averis are hoifich lizchuyos, and you're done. Yeah, it wasn't Averis, it's not Averis anymore. It was a chus. The Bnei Yitzchak in Tishri, Drush Yudalet, Oyster Zayin says like this: Horav Agodel Chidok Kosav, the Arpa Chelke Kapora, Einom Ela Rak Lashov Meiro. Aval Ashov Meiava, Einom Tzorg La Arpa Chelke Kapora, Rak Mischapa Hakoil Bechuva Levad. והנה כוסף קיים בשם אחד הקדמונים, ולא נויד עלי מקוימוי. איי, בסוגיס התלמוד, לא נויד ובמסילוי סלולו. מטף נשתה זעזק, נשת פוסקים. אז לא יזוק דמני יצוסכו. אבל, כיוון שפוסק קיין רב מובהק בדוירוי, בבייסטין של מטו, פוסקים קיין להלוך בבייסטין של מעלו. השטמפו פומני יצוסכו, נפסק, of the Chido, that somebody is choyze b'tshuva me'avo, memele his chet of chilul Hashem turns into a zechus, and he has a kapora. And ki yodua, the shari tshuva in two places, in Shah Alephus, Memzayin, and somewhere else, says, v'oid yish oven v'u chilul Hashem, shah tshuva v'ayisurim toilim u'mitzum ma'arekes, k'mo yishenema im yichupa avoyin azeh lochema temusun. However, והנה, כאשר האודם משתל לתמוך ביד האמס, he goes after the אנשי אמס, ויעזו יאחריו, ויסעור בדבריו, והופיע אור אליני בני עמוי. He's מחזק בתוירה, he's מחזק לא עם די תוירה, he's מחזק אנשי אמס. וקיטס השקי ישפילים, he pushes down all the dregs of society, והגיעים עד אופור, הנה אלה דרכי קידוש השם, והויד והודה לאמונות ולעבודות בעולם, ואויז ותפארת במקדש תוירוסוי. על כן, somebody who's בהרבויס פעולב לקדוש את השם ולאוידת את האמס, נסלח לוי מהבוין חילל השם. In other words, somebody who makes it his life mission from now on to create קידוש השם in the world, that's the גרסטה כפורה for חילל השם. We must know the whole matora of us coming into this world is to create kvod shomayim. And when we will take this midah of kiddush Hashem, and as we said, kol ish sora bebeisoy, on his level, and it doesn't matter how you feel about yourself, it's how other people look at you. Everybody here is an ambassador to society to a certain degree and for sure in his own home. If the tachlis ha'olam is kiddush Hashem, what do we say every morning? Kaddish Shimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikadosh your name. Al makdish shemecha. Through those who make Kiddush Hashem, bring about the Tikkun HaSholem. Kaddish Shimcha, al makdish shemecha. The Kaddish Shimcha bo ilomecha. And come and bring the Kiddush Hashem into the world finally. Uvishuoscha torum. Nesagbia karneinu. And finally, the Yidden will get for what we've waited for generations and generations for, to bring Kvod Shamayim into this world with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. This is what we're waiting for. B'mheirah v'yameinu, amen.